Greetings, everyone. Oh, let's take just a few minutes, a few moments here to turn our video on. We can see each other. Look around the space and connect and acknowledge we're all here together. Right. Always love beginning to be able to see everyone and just kind of acknowledge that we're all here together. So it's good to see all of you today. Thank you for joining us for this month's Community Call to Action. My name is Amanda, and I'm the Events Coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and to Earth's delicate biosystem. For more information, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. So for those of you who are joining us live, welcome. And for those who will be listening to the playback, welcome. We're going to go ahead and leave our video sharing feature on for now, but we'll turn it off once the tending process begins. And then we're going to go ahead and share an image of the altar that is going to be used and worked with during today's tending. Dave and Tally will let you know when it's time to go ahead and turn off your video. And so, yeah, upon closing and recording has stopped, we can then turn our video back on and open up the space for those who would like to share or have any questions. So let's go ahead and get started. Today's SWB process, tending to Myanmar, will be led by SSP board member Dave McCormick and SWB community leader Tally McCormick. So thank you for joining us, Dave and Tally.
Thank you.
And welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you guys for being here, for taking time in the middle of the day out of your routines. We're very grateful for your presence today. So we're going to do this a little bit differently because Dave and I are sharing the tending process. I'm going to start us off, do the discussion, take us through neutrality and grounding, creating the container, and through our first journey. And then there'll be that pause between the two journeys, and I will step back and Dave is going to step in. So you'll hear his voice when we come back from that first journey. So I just wanted you guys to be clear how this was going to go. So I am going to go ahead and ask you to go ahead and turn off your cameras or videos. So go ahead and get comfortable. We'll start the process so everything can kind of go smoothly. And I'll turn my candle on, camera off, and Amanda will start the altar. And I just want to kind of share a little bit about Myanmar. I actually had to go back and see how to pronounce it because it was a challenge. And it's a country in Southeast Asia. Its borders are China, India, Bangladesh, Thailand, Laos, maybe in there as well. So you bring in all that energy when you have your border shared, right, by all these other different countries. And it kind of has percolated through its history. It actually has a history of civil war, of genocide, of its Muslim minority population, colonization by the British in this century and last military rule. And there was a brief period of democracy, but after the election this past February, the military staged a coup and imposed a harsh crackdown. And the people responded with massive protest, and then the military countered with the repeated firings. I think that's the most, you know, what we've seen in the news, the most visible. And now the military is spreading that oppression and intimidation throughout the entire country, not just with the protesters. So where we are now is that the internet has been completely shut down. The genocide is increasing again. Its societal structures are struggling, and food insecurity is on the rise. So the UN is now asking other countries to step in as these systems collapse. They see a humanitarian crisis in the making. And I did look on the news this morning and see that as of yesterday, the EU has started sanctions and the US is actually starting the process. So things are going to shift and change, which is a blessing. So when we were preparing for the CTA today, we asked Spirit, where do we put our focus? And Myanmar kept coming up. And when we asked for clarity, We got that we as a group have a unique opportunity to tend to work in real time with the situation as it's unfolding. And that Myanmar is in, it's at an inflection point and its historic patterns are playing out, emerging for an opportunity for healing. So something is finishing, something else is being created, and what this is and what it's to become is not ours to know, but we can witness, we can observe. And as we know in this tending process, we don't make assumptions and we don't get attached to the outcome of our tending. We approach it with intention and attention and ask spirit for the most benevolent outcome possible. So we want to come from a place of openness, of neutrality, and non-judgment. So as we speak of this neutrality, we want to use a process, correct neutral now, that is one we use often here in SWB, and simply because it's quick and it's also very efficient. It takes us to a neutral place almost immediately. So I think if everyone is still muted, we want to make sure. So I know you can't see me, so just get the visual if this is new for you. You're going to bring your hand right or left, dominant, non-dominant, it doesn't matter, up to your center line. You're going to bring your hand parallel to your spinal column, between your lungs and close to your heart. And we do this, this works for many reasons, but your hands have these amazing amount of nerve bundles there and all these smaller chakras in your fingertips and in your palms. It contains so much information. So you're going to bring it up to your axis mundi, your midline, where the cerebral spinal fluid is pulsing up and down, this life force, and you're going to connect them together. You just take a breath and just repeat. You can repeat it out loud because we'll be on mute, but say, correct, neutral, and my physical body. Correct, neutral, in my mental body. Correct, neutral, in my emotional body. Correct, neutral, in my spiritual body. And while you're still in this position, just take a breath and just see how that feels. And if at any time during this process you feel yourself sliding out of neutrality, know that you can do the same process. Just bring your hand back up here and you don't have to go through the whole thing that I just went through. You can just say correct neutral now until you feel yourself again in that neutral place. So we're going to do a small grounding exercise. And some of you, I don't know if you're laying down or if you're reclined or sitting up, but just in your comfortable place, just make sure you feel yourself in your spatial relationship to the earth. Just kind of center yourself with that. You may have your feet on the floor or sitting in a chair, but just imagine a grounding cord coming from your root chakra or through the bottom of your feet, whichever feels more comfortable for you. And this cord can be any color imaginable. It can be a golden hue. It can be electric blue, verdant green, whatever feels right to you. And just be with this cord as it emerges out of your body, down through Pachamama. It's just moving through the earth at the appropriate pace. And it's going to come to stop exactly where it's supposed to. You don't have to control it. It knows exactly where to go. And when you feel that it stopped, just imagine out of the bottom of this cord emerge four anchors, one for each of the directions. One's going to be going to the east, to the south, to the west, and to the north. And just feel those anchors, just feel how solidly they bring that cord into the earth. And then just one more thing, you're going to take that cord, that bottom anchor, and you're going to just do a little shift with it, just a little turn to the right. This is just going to really pull it into place. Just leave that cord right where it needs to be through this tending process. And then when you're ready, just come back up the cord, back up through the earth into your body. And just feel how more connected you feel to the earth. Okay. So we're going to call in the directions. So we've got this beautiful container. We have a container just with all of us being present, but we want to add some added structural protection to it. And we do that by calling in the directions in our allies. So I shall begin. Spear the East, you are the rising sun, the bright dawn, where every moment is new and full of amazing possibilities. Help us to be comfortable and secure in the void, because it's the place where all of our manifestations begin. Thank you, Spirit of the East, for being part of our ceremony today. Spirit of the South, you are the midday, the warmth of the summer sun. You are where we plant our seeds, watch them, and nurture them. Help us to reach our full growth here in the heart of your support. Thank you so much for joining us today. Spirit of the West, you are the releasing of the daylight, the setting of the sun. You are where we set our intentions with powerful clarity. Help us to let go of old patterns, old beliefs and expectations, and learn to trust in the harvest to come. Thank you so much for helping us today. Spirit of the North, you are the beautiful nighttime, the stillness. You are where our intentions and dreams manifest with action. Help us to bring our inner strength and wisdom to our communities in a powerful way. Thank you for guiding us. Panchatattva, Father Sky, you are the sun, the moon, and the stars. You are where we have always charted our course and followed it with wonder. Thank you so much for guiding us today. Help us to remember that all beings are made of the stuff of stars and made manifest here on earth. Thank you. Pachamama, you are our rootedness, our grounding, our nurturer and our mother. Help us to always be grateful and respectful of your ever-present gifts to us by honoring all life here on this precious earth. Thank you so much. And to the spirits of the land, to the spirits of the land where each of us are, and to the spirits of the land of Myanmar and all of the countries that surround it, they're so connected. Thank you for being here with us now. Your powerful presence is so important. May we bring neutrality and compassion along with our personal unique medicine to this call to action today. Thank you so much. We're so grateful. And to Great Spirit, you are the source, the creator of us all. Thank you for showing our connection and our oneness to each other. Help us to be aware and bring our awareness to how everything, every aspect of this world has consciousness. We appreciate you so much. Thank you. Aho. So we're going to bring in one more added boost of protection. We're going to bring in the plant ally of tobacco. And in our wonderful pantheon of plant allies, tobacco is the strongest one that we can use for cleaning us and using for protection. So I'm just going to say a brief prayer, and then I'm going to light it. We're going to follow some directions. Beautiful spirit of tobacco, thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you for your white and yellow flowers and your green leaves that reach up to the beautiful sun. Thank you for your deep roots that reach deep into Pachamama. Thank you for being our beautiful healer, our teacher, and our ally. We are so grateful. Please clean off all of our energy from our mind, our body, our spirit, and our heart. Please take away old sustos, old hucha, anything that we know about and what we don't know about. And please place some powerful protection around our container today as we move about doing this important work through spirit. Please bring our vibration and our frequency up to the highest level of love and compassion available to us. Please help us see through all of the illusion to what is truly real. Please balance our energy and keep everything that's not a spirit away. Aho. So I'm going to light the tobacco. First, I'm going to fill our space around us, where each of us are, with tobacco smoke. Just feel it in your presence. filling your space. We want to include the country of Myanmar, the people, its land, its animals, all of its spirits. We want to send the smoke of the tobacco over there as well. Now I'm going to blow smoke right through your crown chakra. And it's going to go all the way through your system, all the way through your body. Into your heart. Into your solar plexus. Now I'm behind you now, and I'm blowing it right into your occipital lobe, right at the base of your skull. Down your back. Now, if you'll cup your hands, I'm going to blow tobacco smoke into your hands and just bring it up and just kind of bring it all over your body. Thank you, tobacco. Okay, so just sit back now. We have our protection, we have our container, we're grounded, we're in that neutral space. We're going to begin our first journey. Before we do, we want to ask ourselves, there are a couple of questions. One we're going to ask of ourselves, and then one of spirit. And the first is this situation in Myanmar ours to tend? Do we have the permission of spirit and the allies of the country there? And you'll get a yes or a no. You may feel it in your body. You may hear a yes or a no specifically. You may get a red light, green light. However, you receive information. Just trust it. Know that that's the exact information you're supposed to have. If you get a no, don't judge it. Be curious. Spirit may have something completely in mind for you that's different than where we are, and approach it with open-mindedness. And then we want to ask, how do we serve? How do we bring our own very specific, unique medicine to this tending today? We each have our own specialties. Anything that we calls to our heart, and we're able to use this in the container to create a whole. So how are we in service today with that? So I'm going to begin the journey. As I start rattling, it's time to set your intentions. You may meet up with an ally. They may take you to a specific place. You may go to a place that's comfortable, base of a tree, behind a waterfall, or you may go someplace that's completely new to you. Just be open to the adventure. When it's time to come back, I'll stop rattling and there'll be a pause. I'll call you home. And then I'll do an increased tempo just to bring you in. Bring you back into your body. So as you get comfortable, we will begin. Thank you. Okay, it's time to come back from wherever you are. Just follow the exact path back that you took in. Come on home. Okay, so wiggle your fingers and toes, make sure you're back in, maybe drop your shoulders back and take a breath. Thank you.
Let's take a few moments to maybe make some notes from your journey. I think it's also important for us to just first check our neutrality and our grounding. Tally showed us how to the exercise of correct neutral. And so just take a few moments to make some notes and check your neutrality. In this next journey, I think it's important for us to take a personal ally to work with us. This could be your totem animal, could be your ancestors, the polar bear or the hawk that are ever present in our call to action. Or just ask for an ally to show up and guide you on this journey, one that may be pertinent to Myanmar. We're going to ask the questions in this journey: are there patterns that need to be broken? How can we remove blockages to allow energy to flow? Is there a way for us to raise the vibration to allow new energy to come in? Or you may get a message on the type of work that's needed from you. So I'm about to drum here in a few minutes. If you want to go back to the same place that you began your first journey, just whatever shows up for you, ask for allies to show up to guide you on this journey. And then when I finish drumming, I'll bring you back. Okay, make sure that you thank those that showed up for you. We're going to call you back now to the place where we began the journey. And so I'm going to now bring you back. Okay, let's take some time to come back into our bodies, to kind of center ourselves, maybe wiggle your fingers, stretch your shoulders, wiggle your toes, slowly open your eyes, and come back in. Take a deep breath. Pause for a moment. Some of you may need to take some notes. Some of you may have been given specific directions that you needed to follow from the tending work that we just did. And now I'm going to bless the tending with some Agua Florida to send blessings and some light back into our space. And so I'm going to sing a blessing into the Agua Florida, and then I'm going to use some of it on each of us and our container and to the country of Myanmar. Okay, I'm going to blow some Agua Florida into your crown. Just allow the light to come into your body. Go through every part of your body. I'm going to take some Agua Florida and go into your heart. Filling your heart with the light. Down your back. And I'm going to ask that each of you cup your hands. I'm going to blow some Agua Florida into your cupped hands. Use some Agua Florida to blow into our container and out to the country of Myanmar. I'm going to close the container and call in the directions and our allies. We thank you, Pachamama. We thank you for all your support and all your nurturing healing. Pachatata, Father Sky, we thank you. We thank you for looking over us today and all the support that you provided for our container. Spirit of the North, we thank you. We thank you for empowering us to grow and to learn. Thank you, Spirit of the West, for helping what is needed to be cleared and to released, to allow anything new that needs to come in. We thank you, Spirit of the South. We thank you for your support. and your help in seeing us new ways of looking at things. We thank you, Spirit of the East. We thank you for new beginnings, new ideas, new creations. We thank you for your support today for our container. We thank you, Great Spirit, for the opportunity to receive and to serve. We thank you to all our helping spirits, our guides, our allies, the polar bear, the hawk, and to all of our ancestors and our elders who are with us today. We thank you. Aho. I want to thank everyone for being here today, those that were here to participate live and those that are going to be listening to this recording at a later time. So we thank you for being here. I'm now going to release the container and I'll turn it over to Amanda.
All right. Whew. Trying to come back from that one. Thank you, Dave and Tally, for guiding us through the process of tending to Myanmar. If this work resonates with you and you're interested in finding ways to become further involved, join us for Earth Day this Thursday during SSP's virtual one-day immersion into honoring Mother Earth. Halfway through the event, we will hear from Katie Brunig, our SWB coordinator, regarding the importance of this work. And then led by SWB community leaders, we will then step into breakout sessions to tend to those areas that are in need. So to register for this event, Earth Awareness, visit shamanicpractice.org. And we invite you to mark your calendar and join us on Tuesday, May 18th at 12 p.m. Mountain for our next monthly community call to action led by SWB community leader Joan Levergood and hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice at shamanicpractice.org. So thank you again for joining us in tending to Myanmar, and many blessings to you and your loved ones and communities. Aho.
Aho.